Okay, what I'd like to do today in the remaining time to give a shiur on Hashkafa of Pesach, Haggadah, tying it with the Parsha. Okay. The beginning of the Parsha, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Tzaves Aharon, Bezbon of Lemor, Zos Toras Ha'ola. Hi Ha'ola Ol Mokta, Al Mizbech Kol Ha'layla Ad HaBoker, Vesh HaMizbech Tu Kadbo. So this Pasuk is referring to the halacha that if you bring a korban, ola, or any korban, so the korban has to be brought by yom. That we just, that's in Parshas Tzav, yom tzavoso, is that korbanos are brought by yom. But when we say that a korban is brought by yom, that means the zrikas hadam is by yom. But the emurim, the fats that go in the mizbeach, they go in the mizbeach kol halayla. So that's what the pasuk is saying. It says those Torahs ha'ola, hi ha'ola ala mokta ala mizbeach kol halayla, meaning that's the fats of a korban that there was nizrak the dam by yom, that all the fats go on the mizbeach by layla and burn through the night. And there is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam about this halacha. The first Mishnah in Shas talks about Kriya Shma. When is the Zman of Kriya Shma? You say Kriya Shma at night. So the Gemara says that Chacham say that even though Kriya Shema maybe is the whole night, but the Chacham said you should say it by Chatzos. Because if you're going to wait to say it the whole night, you might wait too much and it'll be the next morning, it'll be too late. So Chachamim osu siag ledevrayim. Chachamim made an extra harchaka to say that you should not... that you should say Kriya Shema by Chatzos, even though, according to that opinion, technically you could say it the whole night. So the question is, what about by this halacha? The halacha is that if you brought a korban in the daytime, that means that you were zorig, that means you did the shechita during the daytime. And the zrikas hadam and the mizbeach was in the daytime. So now you can bring the chalavim the whole night. Do we also have a siag that what? That you should do it by chatzos. So Rashi shita is hekta chalavim dekatani hochi lo omru bo chachomim at chatzos klal. That Rashi shita is that the din of siag was only by kriyashma, was not said by the chalavim. Chalavim you could do the whole night. However, the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis writes masha omru be'elu kulam at chatzos. That all of the halachas mentioned in the Mishnah, not only Kriya Shema, but even what? Even the chalavim also have to be brought until Chatzos. Of course, even though technically they can be brought the whole night, but Chachamim osu siag ledivrehem. Not only by Kriya Shema, but even by the chalavim. So I'd like to work with Shitas HaRambam and to develop this idea that there is a special siag even by the chalavim and to develop that idea even by the chalavim, which if you brought the dam in the daytime you can be makti the chalavim the whole night. No, still do it only until chatzos. What's the idea? Now, we're familiar with the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas on Chavav Amid Beis. Says, "Mivnei ma amru tefilas ha'erev ein lakeva." Why can you tefilas ha'erev doesn't have a specific time? What is Ma'ariv about? There was no korban at night. Says the Gemara, "Sheichar evarim upedarim shalon es achlu ba'erev craving v'holchim kol alayla." Because all the limbs and the fats that you didn't have a chance to bring in the morning, in the daytime, you could bring it the whole night. So tefilas ma'ariv is connected what? Is connected those parts of the animal that were niktar at night. In other words, tefilas shachar is connected to the korban tamid shel shachar. Tefilas mincha is connected to the tamid shel beit arbayim. There was no korban brought at night. But those korbanos that were brought in the daytime, if you didn't have enough time to what? To put the fat on the mizbech in the daytime, provided that you put the dam in the daytime, you could put the emura in the fats at night. Oh. So now let's tie it together. We know that Ma'ariv is connected Yaakov Avinu. Ma'ariv is connected Yaakov Avinu. So in a certain sense, this idea of the Emurim is connected, even though there are two different opinions in the Gemara. One opinion in the Gemara is that Tefilas connected Avos, Shacharis is Avram, Minchas Yitzchak, Ma'ariv is Yaakov, and another opinion says that Tefilas connected Tamidim Tiktum. But let's put it all together. Yaakov is what? Is the Tefilah of what? Of Ma'ariv, and Yaakov is the Emurim at night. What's the idea? So Kiyadua, the Sefer Oznaim LaTorah, Rav Zalman Sorotzkin, in his Sefer on Torah, on Parshas Vayetze, he goes through it. We're not going to be able to read the whole thing now, but you could read it. And very simply, he discusses that each of the Ovos represented a different thing, and he says Yaakov was the person who had Saras, who really represented Golos. In other words, Avram had all the riches, he's like the morning. Yitzchak had good things and bad things, so he's later in the day where there's still daylight, but it's getting a little darker. But Yaakov Avinu, he mamish in the page 8, second column, Chol Yimei Yaakov Hayu Roim, right, Veroim, he had a hard life, he had to run away, he was running, Esav chases him, Lavan, and he was in Golos. He was in Golos, in Aram, by Beis Lavan. He was in Golos. So Memela Ma'ariv is the tefillah of night. Ma'ariv is the tefillah of Golos. Ma'ariv represents that idea. And Yaakov Avinu was the first Golos, of Av of Golos. And that represents the famous piece. There's certain famous pieces from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer, Emes LeYaakov. So one of the famous pieces is a piece he wrote in Parshas Vayetze, where he writes, we're not going to read the whole piece, but he writes about the 14 years that he was in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever. And the question that he raises is, why did he have to be in that yeshiva, away from his father 14 years? I mean, his father had a yeshiva too. Yitzchak also was a Talmud Chacham. Why did he have to be over there? And Rav Yaakov explains, because Yaakov was the father of Golos, and he knew that he or his future descendants would be in Golos. And in the fourth line from the bottom, fourth column, page 11, Hayakov Muchach Limsor Dafka Loas HaTorah Miuchedes HaZos Torahs HaGolos. In other words, he had to learn from Shem Ve'Ever something that Yitzchak couldn't teach him. Namely, how to be a Yid in Golos. How to be a Yid in Golos. And that's why he had to go to that yeshiva to learn that particular lesson of how to be a Jew in Golos. And that fits in very well, that Yaakov was the tefillah of Mariv, Yaakov was the tefillah of Laila, of Golos. Oh. So the Meshech Chochma says on page 13 an unbelievable idea. Okay, you can read the whole thing. We're not going to read the whole thing, but he says like this. Take a look on page 13. He makes an unbelievable observation. He says, "In Mitzrayim nishtakach mehem gufei Torah." In Mitzrayim, the Jews were on a low level. The basic things of Torah they neglected. They were over there avodah zarah, halalu of the avodah zarah, halalu of the avodah zarah. Hefer bris milah. So on one hand, they were very lacking in very important things. But there was something there that they excelled in, even though they were lacking, and that is Omnam Hasyogim Vahagdorim Shamru Biyisran Godol. In other words, we know there are two halakim in Torah. There's the Etzim Mitzvahs and then the Harchokas, right? There's the mitzvah of Kriyashma and then the Harchoka only to do it by Chatzos. So we know that the Mechilta says Shloshinu Shmam Loshinu Loshonam Logilu Mastorim, etc. In other words, Klal Yisrael was very good on the things that are extra important things that were observed to be mavdil them bein ha'amim. In other words, there's nothing technically wrong with having the non-Jewish name or the non-Jewish dress. But if you're going to be in Golos and you're going to get too much to their ways, then you're going to lose it all. So in Golos, there's an importance of siyag. And he says, and because they kept these siyogim, these harchokas, from going, their distance from the goyim, from Mitzrayim, even though they were, basically, they messed up on some other things, but the siyogim were b'schus that they were nigla. Because that gave them a merit to leave Mitzrayim. Because they didn't assimilate. Loshinu shemam, loshinu lishonam, etc. But he says, by Golos Bavel, it was just the opposite. Hayushomrim gufei Torah, but the siyogim v'gdorim ovru. Shebeneim hayu medabim ashtodis, v'shinu shmam v'shatnu, and then they ended up intermarrying. So it could be that they were fruma in Bavel, right? They were fruma in Bavel. In Mitzrayim they were less frum, but in Mitzrayim they kept the siyogim, they kept the gdorim, so they didn't intermarry, and they remained in their Jewish identity. But Bavel, they messed up. And so Bavel, they were fruma. They might have learned more dafyomi in Bavel. And they were fruma in Bavel. But they ended up intermarrying. Because they didn't keep siyogim. They didn't keep their distance the way they should from the non-Jewish values and the non-Jewish ideas. And that's what he says. The pshat is, the Gemara says, Ad yavorim chashem, ad yavorim zukanisa, fourth column. Ruim ha Yisrael asos lam neis bimei Ezra. That Klal Yisrael was supposed to have a neis in the time of Ezra, meaning they were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael with the same fanfare that they went in the time of Yeshua, but Elisha gar machet. So what does it mean, gar machet? Perish sha'ovru hagdar v'asiyogim. Because when they were coming in with Ezra from Golos Bavel, they didn't merit to have all the miracles because they were violating the siyogim. and they were intermarrying and all this, so they didn't get it. So the yisod of the survival in Golos, of course, it's important, you have to keep the Torah, but at a certain measure, the siyogim sometimes take more important the distance from Amim Acherim, and that's what you see, that the Avos were also very big in siyogim. Avram made a siyag, Erev Tavshilin, Mishmartem Ish Mishmarti, Yaakov, Ekev Ashashomer Mishmarti, as he explains that the Avos, you know, made extra siyogim to preserve the Jewish identity. Asu Mishmeres L'Mishparti. And then in the third column on page 14, first arrow, he says, "Bzeh biyom marmorim." The famous Medrash says, "Minayin hayyodeya Moshe shehu yom." When Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, how did he know it was daytime? And how did he know it was nighttime? B'shasha yalom etor shebichsav. The Medrash says when he was learning Torah shebichsav, that was daytime. Hashem taught him Torah shebichsav in the daytime, and Torah shebal peh balayla. Why? Because what's the idea that Hashem taught Moshe? That's why some have a minug, and it's a whole discussion whether you're allowed to learn Torah shebichsav at night. Because, right, some people are makpid that they only learn Torah shebichsav in the daytime, not to learn Chumash Tanakh at night. Some that have that hanhaga. So where does it come from? It comes from this medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taught him Torah shebichsav b'yom, Torah shebal peh b'layla. But what's the idea? Why Torah Shebal Peh B'Layla? What does that represent? Layla represents Golus. Because what's Torah Shebal Peh? Torah Shebal Peh, or the added Dinim D'Rabbanon, that they add. The Torah says this, Chachamim say you have to be Machmir more, because you have to Asus Yagla Torah. And that's a special thing, because in Golus, you have to be very careful not to assimilate like they did by Golus Bavel. Mitzrayim? We're on the greatest Madragas, but at least they were stark with the siyogim. And says the Meshech Chochma, that's why on Pesach there's so many chumras on Pesach. Bal Yeroah, the Ran says, what's wrong with, why Bal Yeroah? We just said, why can't you own chametz per Pesach? What's wrong with owning chametz per Pesach? Is there something wrong with owning chametz per Pesach? You know what, says the Ran? Because if you're going to come to own it, you'll come to eat it. Bal Yeroah is a siyag d'oraisa. And that's what pshat shalotetsu ish mi pesach beso at boker, right? The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you couldn't leave your house because you have to be kol adam yad nigdar mekushar umaso b'siyagim mekdarim. You have to be insular. The skolus is very dangerous. You have to be insular. Oh, so with this, Rabosai, I thought is very well the Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam is there's a siyagwat even by the Chalovim. What's the idea? Because the Chalovim were at night. That represents Golos. As the Meshech Chochma says, Golos is the time for siyogim. Golos is the time for extra harchokas. Asu siyag l'Torah. So dafka by Chalovim also. You have to have Chalovim balayla. Because that's the time of Siyogim, and that was the core to differentiate why Golos Mitzrayim we went out with all the miracles. Golos Bavel, we didn't get so many miracles. Because Golos Bavel, it was a big disappointment. People were intermarried because they didn't keep Siyogim. And the Maritz Chayis, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out to me, he heard from Rabbi David Friedman, the words of the Maritz Chayis here. He says an unbelievable thing. The same idea as the Meshech Chochma. He says that when it came to Golos Bavel, the first commonwealth, the first Beis Hamikdash, so in 70 years, here, Matzino, last word in line is base. Matzino anche bayis rishon. First word in line is rishon. Fourth column. She nadarim and siyogim and mishmeres. He says in the time of bayis rishon, there were not so many siyogim. So bayis rishon lasted for many years, but in 70 years they lost it all. In 70 years they were intermarried. Masha ain kein bayis sheni, we're going so many years, 18,000, Shmona Esrei Meoshana. 1800 years. Many, many years of Golas. And we're still holding strong. Why? Because in Bayis Sheni they had the Anshei Knesset Gedolah making Siyogim. And that's kept us through. In Bayis Rishon they didn't have so many Siyogim. So in 70 years, it was all gone. They were, by 70 years later, they were ready intermarrying. Oh, so that's the Yisod. That's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he needs to learn the Torah's Golos, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says. He can't just learn in Yitzchak's yeshiva. He has to be in Shem Ve'Ever's yeshiva, because he has to learn how to be a Jew in Golos. And the Meshech Chochma says how to be a Jew in Golos is extra siyogim, asu siyog la Torah. You gotta keep the distance, or else everything is gonna rub off on you. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, page 17. We know, Rebbe Osei, before we see that in a second. I think there was one more thing in the Meshech Chochma. We have to see if it's this Meshech Chochma or the next Meshech Chochma that says it, but we'll see in a second. Okay. The Gemara in Pesachim has a very interesting comment, which I think will help explain what we're talking about here. We know you bring a Korban Pesach. So where do you go? You go to the Mikdash, you go to the Mishkan, you have a Mizbeach, you bring a Korban Pesach, right? But in Mitzrayim they brought a Korban Pesach. Where was the Mizbeach in Mitzrayim? Where was the Mizbeach in Mitzrayim? So the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. Pesachim Tzadi Vav Amnal, page 17. Last three lines before the Mishnah. For Atana Rav Yosef Gimel Mizbechos Hayusham, Ala Mashkov Al Shtei Mezuzos. That the Mizbeach of Mitzrayim was the doorpost. Was the two doorposts, the two vertical doorposts, and the horizontal Mashkov, that was the Mizbeach. That was the Mizbeach where the Dam was put, and that was the Mizbeach for the Korban Pesach. Says the Meshech Chochma, next page. Ki omru gimel mizbecho soyu b'mitzrayim. Mashkov shtei mezuzos. Hakavona ki oz hoises galus kvod alokim b'petach kol beis Yisrael. He says, what does it mean? Because that was the gilui shechina was over there. He says, "Ma." The Rasha asks, "Ma ha'avoda hazos lachem?" Says the Meshech Chochma, "What is the Rasha asking?" The Rasha is not asking about the Korban Pesach, about the celebration, because that's understandable. And you know, you get saved, the national holiday. You know, so you celebrate. What he didn't like is he doesn't understand what's the idea of the matan damim al gabe hamizbeach, or on the doorposts. That's something spiritual. That he didn't understand. And let's follow through with the other thing. I think the pshat is the doorpost is the mizbeach. Because why? Because what's the whole idea of siyagim? The whole idea of siyagim is to know what do you let into your bias. What do you let into your bias? You know, a bias could be a totally different thing depending upon what you let in. What you let in. The whole Kedusha, what the Meshech Chochma says, that the Shechina was on the bias, that was the Mizbeach. Because that's the Makom of the Siyagim. That's the... And that, they didn't understand. Maha Voda Azos Lachem. That I don't understand. I can understand you have a holiday. But what's this Avoda, Maha Voda Azos Lachem, to put the Dam on the Pesach HaBayis? That they don't understand. And that's what the Shalah, we've said the Shalah before, Al Derech HaMusar, on page 19. Shoftim v'shotri titim l'cho b'chol sharecha. That, what is so literally it means that you appoint judges on the, you know, on the Shar HaIr. The Shalah says that every opening in your body, you have to have a policeman. What you put in your mouth, what you look at, what you listen to. And that's the Gimel Mizbechos. That's the Mokom of the Pesach HaBayis. What you let in your house. You know, person lets certain things in his house, certain things of reading material that is not appropriate, certain things of that one, other things that might not be appropriate. That's where the siyagim lies. The Gimel Mizbechos, the Mizbeach, was the doorpost. And that's what Mitzrayim, why we were successful. As bad as we were in Mitzrayim, we still didn't intermarry. Bavel was worse. Golas Bavel was worse. 70 years, the Maritz Chai said, we lost everything we got in the first Beis HaMikdash, we lost in 70 years. But the second Beis HaMikdash, where they made siyagim, that's why the Rambam, Shitas HaRambam, the Emurim need siyagim, because the Emurim represent Laila of Golos. Laila of Golos is Dafka, the Mokom of siyagim, and that's Yaakov Avinu. And this fits in now with the Medrash Rabbah on page 20. We got them al Hamashkof, who we. Bischus Avraham. Al Shtei Mezuzos, Bischus Yitzchak V'Yakov. The Meshech Chochma says that Avraham, Yitzchak V'Yakov, Vasum V'Shamru Mishmarti, right? They made Mishmeris, they made Siyogim, they made Takonos. The Avos represent the doorposts. Because when you deal with the doorpost of your house, you have to realize the doorpost is Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, the Shnei Mezuzos and the Mashkov. And you have to decide, are you going to allow certain things in your house, or you're not going to allow certain things in your house. And that's the Kedusha. That the Rasha doesn't understand. Ma Avoda Hazos Lachem, he doesn't understand the Kedusha of the Pesach HaBayis. He understands that we should celebrate Pesach. Why not? You were saved. It's a holiday of liberation. Celebrate. Rejoice. But to put the blood on the doorpost, that there's Kedusha on the doorpost, yeah, there's Kedusha on the doorpost, because the doorposts represent the Mokom Hashros Hashchina, because the Shlo says, Shoftim v'shotri tinte l'chol v'chol sharecha, that every opening has to have a policeman to decide what goes in this opening, what's appropriate to bring in, what's not appropriate to bring in. And Rabosai, now we can understand the Vilna Gaon. And this Vilna Gaon I found many years ago, but I think it's a very important yisod, and it'll tie in now to everything. The Haggadah Shal Pesach. What is the core of the Haggadah Shal Pesach? We doresh arami over avi ad sheyavor kol haparsha kula. That the darshan, the psukim in Parshas Kisavo. So why in the world are we darshaning the psukim in Parshas Kisavo? Why those psukim? The psukim by Bikurim. This is the psukim by Mikra Bikurim. That when you went and brought the Bikurim, Arami Oved Avi Vayered Mitzrayma, these are the psukim that we darshaned at the Seder. Why these psukim? So, the three Mahalchim. The Pashat Pshat is because this is a synopsis of the whole story of Mitzrayim in a couple of you know, short psukim. If we would have to read the psukim in Va'era, Bo, B'shalach, we'd go on forever. So this is a nice synopsis. You know, we went down to Mitzrayim, we came out, couple of nice psukim, it's all done. Or someone, that's what some say. Others say the pshat is because Bikurim represents Hakaras HaTov, that we're bringing up Bikurim, and this is the night of Hakaras HaTov, etc. But the Vilna Gaon says a different pshat. The Vilna Gaon says that the life of Yaakov Avinu was a blueprint to Golus Mitzrayim. Yaakov is the first one to go into Golus. Dugmas Yisrael, Maisa Ovos Simlamonim. And it's so similar. Yaakov, how does he come out of Mitzrayim? How does he come out of Beis Lavan? With all the rechush. Right, all the tzon. Klal Yisrael leaves what? Rechush Gadol. When Yaakov is leaving, who runs after him? Lavan finds out on the third day. Just like Paro found out on the third day. When does he catch up to him? On the seventh day. Just like Paro caught up to us on the seventh day. So all of the Maisa of Arami Oved Avi, of Yaakov Avinu, he's the Arami Oved Avi, was the Maisa of Osimen Labonim of the whole story of Golus Mitzrayim. So Memela what? We darshan the Psukim of Arami Ovid Ovi, because that really was the blueprint of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now we understand very well that Yaakov was what? Was the one also who teaches us the lesson of how to live in Golus. Because Yaakov is the one, is the Golus, the Av of Golus, who needed to learn from Shem Ve'Aver what it is in Golus, to understand the importance of Mishmeres, of Harchokos, to understand what it is, Tfilas Mariv, and Tfilas Mariv with Kriyashma, only till Chatzos, and they Murim, according to the Rambam, also until Chatzos. Because Golus is a time, you can be like Golus Bavel, that in 70 years you can lose what you lost, what you had for hundreds of years, in 70 years it's all gone. Because you didn't understand that you can't intermingle so much with Goyim. You're going to end up marrying them. Your kids are going to not be, you know, you can't say, well, I'm going to be from, but I'm going to intermingle with all of the society. I'm not going to stay away. Of course you have to stay away. And that's, you know, the sakanas of all types of, you know, secular colleges. That's Baruch Hashem. You have Yeshiva University. It's as open it is, it's still insular. It's still insular. It's, you know? So that's the yisod of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is different than Bavel. Mitzrayim is the golos of Yaakov Avinu, of Arami Oved Avi, who's Yaakov Avinu, Vayerid Mitzrayima, and he teaches us that Zos Torah Ha'ola, that when you have an Ola, it's called a Laila Ad HaBoker. But Chachamim also Siog Lo Divreim. Chachamim says, not just until Chatzos. Because Lo Shinu Shemam, Lo Shinu Shloshonim. It's not, you know, the biggest mitzvah in the Torah, Lo Shinu Shemam, Lo Shonim. But it represents the idea that Klal Yisrael is Am Levada Yishkon. Of course, we could respect certain things in Yafis, but we have to know where Adkan Vesulo is. We have to know where to draw the line, where to make the hachokas. We have to know if we want kedusha in our homes. We have to know that not everything could be let in. Not everything should be let in into our homes. Not everything that anyone else would lead in. Maybe, you know, it's a whole. Not everything should be let into your home. And that's where the Kedusha is. By the Pesach, that's Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. That's where the Mizbeach was in Mitzrayim. That was the Siog. That was the border of the home. And that leads to Geulas Mitzrayim. I mean, Mitzrayim Galtanu. Mitzrayim is the paradigm Geula for all the future Golos. So now that we're still in Golos, we should realize the lesson of, as the Meshech Chachma says, of Asus Siag V'Torah Kiyum L'Yisrael V'Golos.